second suspect charged with attacking a Marco Rubio volunteer, said Republicans weren't allowed in his neighborhood. By Hannah Blow on October 26, 2022. A second suspect in connection to the vicious attack on a canvasser for Florida Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, has been arrested, allegedly stating that Republicans were not allowed to pass into his neighborhood. Further, the victim's testimony has been corroborated by surveillance video. Authorities have arrested two individuals, Jonathan Alexander Casanova and Javier Lopez, in the aftermath of the brutal attack against a Rubio canvasser. Sergeant Jose Torres confirmed the arrest to Fox News Digital. After tirelessly working to bring justice to the victim, Hialeah police detectives have arrested and charged Jonathan Alexander Casanova for the attack which occurred on Sunday, October 23, 2022, he said. The attack, which occurred over the weekend, left the volunteer, who was wearing a Rubio shirt and a hat supporting Governor Ron DeSantis, R., in a devastating state and requiring facial reconstruction surgery. Last night, one of our canvassers wearing my t-shirt and a DeSantis hat was brutally attacked by four animals who told him Republicans weren't allowed in their neighborhood in #Hialeah#Florida, Rubio said in a statement on Monday. Indeed, the arrest affidavit reportedly mentions that the canvasser told authorities that the assailant said that he could not enter their neighborhood because he was a Republican. The victim detailed that defendant Casanova stated to him that he could not pass through because he was a Republican and his dogs were ready to attack. The victim further stated to avoid an altercation, he proceeded to walk onto the street and attempted to walk around the defendants. It reads, adding that Casanova stated to him that he was not allowed to walk around his neighborhood and if he continued to do so he would shoot him. He suffered internal bleeding, a broken jaw and will need facial reconstructive surgery. Rubio added, providing pictures of the man, who had blood running down his face. According to the affidavit, video surveillance from the area corroborated the victim's sequence of events. The story comes weeks after President Biden proudly addressed the nation and identified MAGA Republicans as a great threat to the country and democracy itself.